Sydney Morning Herald, staying in Australia, reported this week. It's charged with enforcing COVID-19 protocols, like wearing masks, while deterring other bad civic habits, like smoking in banned areas and parking bikes in the wrong place. It's a robot. It's called Xavier. It's been zooming around the paths of Toapeo Mao since Monday last, armed with sensors. It is a fascinating story, this. Febzy Turkup, the gadget detective, will know more about this. Febzy, Xavier, the rule-enforcing robot. Talk to me about where this is and what this is.
Okay, so this is being used in Singapore. It's not the first time that we've seen Singapore using robots in public places, but we'll come to that. This particular robot, the Xavier robot, it just looks like a tub on wheels, really. It's not very menacing looking, but it has good cameras on it. And it rolls around public parks and public places looking for, in quotes, and I quote, undesirable behaviour, which could include, you know, lighting up in a no-smoking area. It could include other things. Now, it can either go up to the individual and speak to them, or it will send a video of the alleged transgression to the relevant authorities, be it the police or whoever's capable of actually enforcing that. So, and we did see a few months ago, you remember the robot dog called Spot, made by Boston Dynamics? That robot dog was seen around the streets and parks in Singapore again. And this time it was to help encourage / enforce social distancing for COVID reasons. So it would go up there and literally bark commands at people. So I don't know if it's something particular about Singapore, but we are seeing more and more robots in public spaces around the world, supermarkets, shopping centres, airports, hospitals, parks, and streets and pavements, and they're doing a variety of tasks. You know, they're doing cleaning jobs, delivering food and parcels, providing security or, you know, public information. So there's a range of things that can be done, and some of those are for the good, but there's not really been much public debate or discussion about this technology is coming, but what is acceptable to us, what is not acceptable. No form of consultation to form a public policy to anticipate what's going to be possible and how we want to be able to interact with robots in public and elsewhere. We haven't done that, and that's a shame. We need to do that, because what tends to happen is the technology takes leaps ahead, and it just happens because there's no law against it. So you start finding, not just in, you know, public spaces, but don't forget, you know, things like shopping centres and things are actually private spaces, and companies will start employing these technologies because they can, and there's nothing to stop them doing it.
And they're cheaper than people. And presumably, and just very quickly, the bone of contention about it might be that these things must be algorithmically driven. So if they're algorithmically driven, they might get it wrong.
Yeah, and there's already cases of robots indulging in racist behavior, not deliberately, but because their cameras are less good at recognizing people with darker skin, and therefore the number of errors that they would make. Let's say they're trying to do facial recognition, and they think that they've spotted someone that the authorities want to apprehend. People with darker skin are far more likely to get misrecognized and have all sorts of problems because of it. So not deliberately, but there are consequences. By the way, one other use in Australia, they're using them in quarantine hotels to make sure not only that they do temperature screening but then identify that people are wearing their masks, but also to see if they are leaving their rooms. This is in Melbourne. From quarantine hotels, if they're opening their doors and leaving their rooms, the robot reports them. So it's interesting, but how different is it, for example, we're used to seeing cars with cameras mounted on top that look for parking and moving traffic violations, right? They've got human beings inside, but if it's a robot driving itself, does it make a material difference to you?
Well, it just depends on the implementation, I think, like all of these things. I think we can do a whole program about this, you and I, Febzy. Sure. Listen, thank you very much for helping me. If people want to get some technical advice, maybe they've got an issue that they would like to discuss with somebody caring, helpful and friendly who has a birthday this week.
Oh, okay. Well,
and every week.
You could,
where do
yes,
they go?
Indeed. You could go ask a robot, but if there are no robots available, go to Twitter @GadgetDetective.
Thank you, Febsey. Febsey Turkup, the gadget detective, always happy to demystify and decode all of those tech stories here on The Unexplained.